This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
All of our growth problems.
You did pass two bills recently for the startup community, that fixed crowdfunding act, getting investors, enabling investors to join with larger investors and making it easy in terms of starting up a business. That was one that you felt would lead to growth.
Yeah, we also started if you owned 1% less of the company and you got options in there that you weren't taxed on it when you were still a private company until you went public. Because when you think about the economy and you look at places in the economy, we have these companies called gazelles. They are little startups that grow at 20% a year or double every 2 years.
Right.
They make up 4% of new startups, but they account for 70% of all new jobs. What if we expand and created new gazelles? Because we are at our lowest point in 18 years of new startups.
Yeah,
the amount
I
of regulation
that
that's going on.
The empowering employees through stock ownership. That is very interesting, and you're right. I think it will encourage people. Real quick, do you think, what would be Hillary Clinton's tax plan? Will you be able to?
I think Hillary Clinton, and even if you looked at the debate the other night, she's status quo. She just thinks government controls all, that we should dictate from Washington instead of unshackle what holds us back. Look, I started my first business when I was 19 years old. That's what put me through college. We need more entrepreneurship and unshackle what holds us back. That means removing regulation. That means letting people keep more of what they earn, letting them compete on a level playing field. And I would never bet against America. Remember what Shimon Peres said about us. He understood the greatness of America.
Yeah.
Let's unshackle that and unleash that on the rest of our ability to grow.
We will leave it there. Congressman, good to see you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. Congressman Kevin McCarthy there.
Yeah, there it is, Congressman McCarthy. And this is, from the experience of a businessman. You know, I find it quite interesting and ironic that Hillary Clinton often will quote her father's experience. I wonder what her father would say in the heavily regulated 21st century America that she has created and that she's not particularly happy with. She says there's just not enough regulations. Oh, really? I mean, you consider about how much regulations are costing this country in terms of new jobs and in terms of GDP. It is absolutely disgusting. But, McCarthy's right. I mean, it is the status quo. It's more of the same. She said that, she's going to pursue and reinforce, one Barack Obama's legacy, no doubt about it. Well, yesterday we talked about James Comey going into the Hill, and he had some questions that were asked of him and some answers. Here's what he had to say about, the Mills, Cheryl Mills immunity.
Who authorized granting Cheryl Mills immunity?
I'm sorry?
Who authorized granting Cheryl Mills immunity?
It's a decision made by the Department of Justice. I don't know at what level inside. In our investigations, any kind of immunity comes from the prosecutors, not the investigators.
Okay. Did she request immunity?
I don't know for sure what the negotiations involved. I believe her lawyer asked for act of production immunity with respect to the production of her laptop. That's my understanding. But again, the FBI wasn't part of those conversations.
Well, this is the deal. I mean, is it any wonder, the everyday American, if we had to answer a question, Scott, there's a question, there's an answer. It's very causal. In government and on the Beltway, it's like you ask a question and you pull one string and it just keeps on unraveling and there's more strings to pull, right?
Just after he answered that, he also had the question of, did they find any, confidential information on her laptop, and they did. And they asked him, is that against the law? He goes, well, it depends on how it happened. He just said, how does it get there and what's the intent? He goes, because just having it there isn't technically against the law, but she shouldn't have it. What he kind of said.
It's the what the definition of is, right? Once again, 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always an honor to have you with us as we join together to fight the good fight. Call it for what it is. I mean, words may have meaning. And we got to use the right words instead of something that's fancy and soft and, begins to... rewrite or somehow does not give us a clear view. This is why the truth is so important and why we pursue it at any cost, no matter where it leads us. Time and again, when you look at empires of the past, they begin to delude themselves. They begin to, buy in, I guess, to their own publicity and get away from the truth of the matter. And they start exchanging what we would call the truth for a lie. I like Andy Andrews' book that he wrote about World War II. How do you kill 11 million people? Yeah, basically, you tell a big lie. And often, it's the bigger the lie, the better. For some reason, which you think, wow, that's kind of odd. You know, what does it take? You know, I think we have to be preconditioned to get there. And certainly, that's the scary part about America. When 7 out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track, the scary part is that we're seeing it, but we're... As a result of being on the wrong track, we're very vulnerable to make some bad choices. That's what I'm concerned about, including choices about our national security, immigration, when it comes to other issues that are so important to us, healthcare. You know, we want to throw our arms up in the air, and we're going to have millions of families here without healthcare. And what's going to happen? They're going to say, I surrender. You know, let's go to single payer. Is that the best idea that we can come up with? Or is that just a an immediate solution to this mess that the Democrats have created for us? This is what happens. You know, we get backed in a corner and we have no other way out. So we end up choosing poorly out of desperation because we didn't stop. We didn't look around, as the song says. That's our caution these days. That we don't rush into things. You know, our founding fathers deliberately set up a system that would force us to take our time. And little did they know that this was going to be a document that, hundreds of years later, the microwave generation that we are would come into play. You know, I say that we often stand in front of a microwave and we yell, hurry up, it's just not fast enough. And, it's kind of ridiculous when you think about it. But that's our nature. That's what we've been conditioned for. And we've been conditioned for a lot of things, to accept that it's okay if our politicians are greedy. You know, we kind of expect that. It's okay if they steal the people's money. Yeah, it's all right. It's okay if they have insider trading. You know, I've talked to people about this. It's so incredible to me. You know, we talk about the insider trading actions and activity of Congress. And it was only, a couple of years back, maybe 2-3 years ago, that they finally said, hey, look, we're not going to have this anymore. We think it's kind of, it's unfair to the rest of, unfair, this way. This is the language, it's like narrative. It's unfair that we have insider trading advantage. We're going to do something about it. We're no longer going to do insider trading. Can you believe this? Up until about 3 years ago. And thank you very much, Peter Schweitzer, for putting the light on that situation. With us right now, as I mentioned, David Stockton, who became famous as President Ronald Reagan's budget director in the 1980s, making history as the youngest cabinet member in the 20th century before winning his well-earned nickname of Father of Reaganomics and his reputation of a tough negotiator with House Speaker Tip O'Neill. Stockman was a three-time Michigan congressman, and he has recently written the book Trumped, A Nation on the Brink of Ruin, and How to Bring It Back. David Stockman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Very good. Happy to be with you. And I thought your opening was terrific segue into what my book is about, because even though the title is Trumped, it's not really a testimonial for the man or the candidacy. It's an indictment of the last 30 years of policy drift of what I call the misrule of the Wall Street, Washington elites, who were out of touch with the country, particularly what I call flyover America, that great space between the coasts, where the economy is clearly failing and people are just fed up and they've had it. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, all the pundits, the establishment media has been totally surprised and flummoxed by what happened in the Republican primaries and where the presidential campaign stands today. Now, I liked your point about wrong track. I think another angle on it is recency bias. We are so focused on breaking news because you read it on your device or cable, can't get off from it, you know, by the hour, that we forget what the big picture, the trend has been. And that's one of the reasons that I wrote this book, to remind people that since the year 2000, real median household income in America, this is rank and file Main Street America, if you use an honest inflation measure, not the one put out by the BLS, which way undercounts the cost of living that people face, real median income is down 21%. It's never happened before in peacetime history or any history, and so therefore people are upset, and for damn good reason. We have not created one real, what I call, full-time, full-pay breadwinner job, and I document it in the book, since the year 2000. In fact, since Bill Clinton was shuffling out of the Oval Office. Now, there's never been a period of 16 years where we didn't create one real, sustainable breadwinner job. Yeah, there's, they come and go, the part-time jobs and the gigs and bars and restaurants and so forth. But you can't build an economy. You can't build a solid society. You can't build families and retirement on 26 hours a week at $13 an hour, you know, in a bar somewhere. So what I'm getting at here is the system is failing, and at the heart of it is a rogue central bank that is printing money like never before, and a fiscal situation in Washington that is burying the country in debt, $20 trillion of debt, and it's going up at a fantastic rate built in because of all these entitlements and the spending momentum that's totally ignored by politicians. And frankly, it's a bipartisan issue
without a doubt.
The Republicans haven't done much about it either. So that's kind of an introduction to where I'm coming from. But it really highlights, I think, the point you made about we're drifting towards the wall and no one seems to know it, because we're looking at things 1 hour at a time and can't see where we've been and the very dangerous area where we're headed.
Well, David, I've maintained, you know, since the era of Reaganomics and what you and President Reagan were able to support, and we've got empirical evidence and how we drifted away from something that was, you know, was working and that had us on, you know, a stronger footing. You know, there were some adjustments that needed to be made, no doubt. But by and large, I think for the most part, it was an excellent program. I mean, to give us some foundation, not to allow people who thought they knew better to come in and social engineer. And again, you got that typical disease of politicians who need a vote. And they figure the best way to get it is to use our money and to put us deeper in debt.
Right. I think the other point I would make is, yes, that's all true about what happened on Capitol Hill and in the White House, but we've got another set of unelected...
Okay, let's talk about that on the other side of the break. David, stop.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Olé, 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 olé. Olé, 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 olé.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, get you up and going this morning. Welcome. Great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation continues with David Stockman. We're talking about his new book, Trumped,
a nation on the brink of ruin and how to bring it back. David Stockman brings us an insider-turned iconoclast report on how 30 years of financial and political misrule by the Washington Wall Street elites have brought the U.S. to the brink of ruin. David, I want you to come back and finish summarizing your point, and then also let's get into those 12 unelected officials that you referred to earlier.
Right. You know, I was saying that the politicians have led us astray, but I think the worst case is the 12 unelected politicians who run the Federal Reserve, who would have you believe that they're in touch with some arcane economic science that's beyond our capacity to understand. And without them, you know, capitalism would collapse into some black hole of permanent depression. That is just a total myth. And yet, because of the way policy is evolved for the last 30 years, they are now in control of everything. I call them, that is the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee, the Monetary Politburo of the U.S. They peg every interest rate. They dominate the debt markets. They shape and form the yield curve. They basically put a floor under the price of stocks and bonds, and are constantly inflating larger and larger bubbles. Now, all of this is a bad thing because honest financial markets that are set by the law of supply and demand are the essence of capitalism. And when we destroy the financial markets, we're destroying the Main Street economy. I focus on two things that are really bad. One, their 2% inflation target. There is no reason to think that in this world where we have to compete with China and India and the rest of it, that we want inflation domestically. That just makes us less competitive. It basically offshores jobs. It hurts workers who are in industries that compete with goods or services. And it's just a dumb, backwards, wrong idea that the elites, you know, who live off Washington or Wall Street or Silicon Valley can get by with because they earn more than the inflation rate. But the working people of America are getting further and further behind, and they're losing good jobs.
David, has this ever worked historically?
No, never. Never. You can't. I mean, it's basic principles. You know, you can't make prosperity out of the printing press at a central bank. Prosperity comes from workers, it comes from entrepreneurs, inventions, all the things we know that happen in free market capitalism. And what we have today is a perversion. I call it casino capitalism. It's all based on gambling on Wall Street and inducing the American public to borrow and borrow like there's no tomorrow. And as a result, we have, and this is a startling figure, $64 trillion of public and private debt, household, business, government, sitting on the economy today, which is $18 trillion. That's 3.5 times more debt than essentially income or annual production. And that is a statistic that is an alarming indicator of why our economy is in such trouble and why it can't grow. When you have that much debt piled on top of everything, you're at peak debt, as I call it, everything begins to break down, to erode, to grind to a halt. And unfortunately, that's where we are. And if we don't break that syndrome, I don't see any way out. And that's why I do applaud Trump for saying that this is a false economy, it's a false stock market, and Janet Yellen ought to be ashamed of herself. She ought to be. Mm-hmm. You can't sit there with zero interest rates for 93 months and expect anything except an enormous amount of inflation on Wall Street and the savers of America in their tens of millions, the retiree savers who are getting absolutely crushed. Now, I use the metaphor of a thrifty, honest worker, 40 years in the steel mill. He managed to save $250,000 for his retirement. He's now 75, and he's getting the equivalent of one Starbucks cappuccino a day in interest on a lifetime of thrift. Right. That is crazy. That is unjust. And that's one of the reasons why there is this great uprising in the country today. It doesn't take very much common sense to realize that you can't punish savers to this degree and expect to have a productive, vibrant, and stable economy.
Well, David, it's as if they've disincentivized, you know, good work and loyal and hard labor that people have put into your point about the steel worker. So either they just, you know, it's all on theory, and they're hoping sooner or later they're going to come up with the right deal. And as you say, in that sense, casino capitalism, but they're, you know, they're the casino drivers on this whole deal. The other thing is, I believe the everyday American has to see that this is kind of a new form of modern slavery, because we're enslaved to this system, aren't we?
Yeah. In a sense, they have induced the great rank and file of mainstream America to become debt slaves. Everybody borrowed too much because they said, you know, we'll make the debt cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. Go out and get a second mortgage. Go out and get a, you know, homeowner, home equity line of credit and so forth. We now have $14 trillion of debt on the households of America. And other than maybe the top 10%, most people are tapped out. They can't borrow anymore. They struggle to make ends meet. They got to pay off the credit card bill, the mortgage, and so forth. And that is where this whole thing has led us, because the Fed is run by Keynesians who basically think debt is the magic elixir of economic life. And we know that's wrong. And this goes back to Reagan. You know, we thought we got rid of supply of the Keynesian theory and replaced it with supply side, which says it comes from capitalism, not the capital of the country. It comes, you know, from investment and enterprise and sweat and risk taking and so forth. And it's been turned upside down through the agency of the central bank. If you watch the, you know, business news, watch the NBC or Bloomberg or the others, it is all front and center focused on what the Fed is going to do by way of 25 basis points of interest, which is meaningless to any businessman or household in America, and all of the word clouds and nuances that come from their statements, including the one coming up this week. Now, all of that is relevant to the gamblers on Wall Street and to the windfall gains that they would like to harvest by playing this next meeting correctly, but it does no good whatsoever. In fact, an enormous amount of harm to the real economy, because you know what it's doing? It's actually encouraging what I call the C-suite, you know, the top executives and the corporations of America, to spend most of their time borrowing money and buying back their stock or doing M&A deals, which pump the stock market, but do nothing for the workers on their payrolls or for the future competitive and productive viability of the enterprise. They're basically eating the seed corn. And that's because they have stock options in the stock market that's totally inflated by the same people we're talking about, the 12 unelected rulers of the country. So, you know, if you follow this thing far enough, you see that everything is distorted. People borrow too much. Corporations are not investing. They're speculating with the shareholders' money and balance sheet. All of this is getting us in big trouble, leading to a dead end. And I think that's one of the big issues that's on the table for this election.
Well, David Stockman, I know people want to know what they can do about it, and I say, first of all, get David Stockman's book, Trump, The Nation on the Brink of Ruin and How to Bring It Back. You need to educate yourself, see what's going on, see what these 12 unelected officials have done to us, how they have turned this into a modern-day form of slavery, and guess what? We're in, they're not, and all is well for them, and meanwhile, we're the...
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I've maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10-2-1-2 could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
I've been spending all my time just thinking about you. I don't know what to do. I think I'm falling for you. I've been waiting all my life and now I find you. I don't know what to do. I think I'm falling for you. I'm falling for you.
Join us online. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, thank you for joining us online or any one of the 280 plus affiliates that we have around this country or around the world via shortwave. Good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Gail Trotter is with us right now. She's an attorney in Washington, a senior fellow with the Independent Women's Forum. Gail, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. Well, it's been a couple of days since Monday. All the excitement, some 85 million tuned in to view the debates. There is a clear delineation between the two candidates. If this is a choice election, we have nothing but choice candidates, don't we?
That's right. I mean, it couldn't have been clearer that their policies are very different, their temperaments, their character, the way that they want to address the American people. It is a stark contrast of choices between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And people wanted a change this time around in the election, and I think that they have really set it up well to get some sort of change.
Well, amazing that there just seem to be so many questions left unasked, you know?
Oh, yes. I mean, I tweeted this out earlier this week that Donald Trump wasn't only debating Hillary Clinton, he was also debating the moderator, Lester Holt. Mm-hmm. And you think about the questions that Lester Holt did not direct to Hillary Clinton about the Clinton Foundation. There was no real interrogation about Benghazi. We didn't have anything on the uranium deal with Russia, nothing on Saudi Arabia, no really strong questions about the email scandals and the FBI and the DOJ covering for Hillary Clinton. So there was so much left untapped, and really dealing with the immigration issue, that was not touched on enough, which has been the, I would say, the preeminent issue of this election.
Well, this is what Donald Trump needs to understand clearly, and I'm sure there's been a post-analysis of the debate. And, you know, though he doesn't necessarily want to be repetitive, he teased Marco Rubio for being that, but there is some purpose to that, to know how you answer a question and how you redirect to get back into your, into the heart and soul of your message.
That's right, and he has a very strong message, and he is able in these amazing rallies like we've seen down in Florida this week where he attracts thousands and thousands of people. He really interacts well with the crowd, and he gets his message out there. And Hillary Clinton, we saw this in the debate. I mean, you can agree with her policies or disagree with her policies, but the debate format was very helpful to her because she has been giving these same answers for a very long time. She can just rattle them off, and she has touching stories and anecdotes, and she started the entire debate off by saying it was her granddaughter's birthday, so she's setting herself up as Grandmother Clinton.
Yes.
And that was a really good format for her.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, you got to give her credit. I mean, this is, you know, pretty much as you say, in her wheelhouse. It's not like this is her first rodeo. She's been doing them, you know, most of her life, right?
Yes.
So she's not going to be bucked off very quick, very easily, not to mention the fact when you got Lester Holt carrying her water for her.
Right.
You know, very disappointing that he wanted to fact check Donald Trump, but there was no clarity there. I think maybe he was warned after Matt Lauer that Matt, you know, after what happened with Matt Lauer, he decided he didn't want to be Matt Lauered, I guess.
Right, and I think it's really very revealing about Hillary Clinton. You will note that during the debate, she said, "I'm not going to fact check Donald Trump," essentially. She said, "Go to my website as the authority of all these people working." I thought that showed a real weakness.
Yes.
Because she was supposed to be debating Donald Trump. She's supposed to be the authority. She's supposed to be the expert. And I thought Donald Trump's most effective response to her and attack on her was saying, "You've had 30 years of involvement in the political sphere. You call yourself a public servant. What accomplishments do you have to show for it?" And her own supporters can't point to anything that she's done that have improved things for the American people.
Well, his line that she's had experience but bad experience is one of those 8-second sound bites that can be pretty poignant, can't they?
It is, and everybody understands it, and nobody can really argue with it. I mean, her answer was, "I traveled to 200 countries. I spent all this time flying around." And her worst answer, I think, to the stamina issue that was raised was, "I spent 11 hours before a congressional committee." Now, underlying that is that she was being investigated just like she was investigated as the First Lady of the United States, just as she was investigated as the First Lady of Arkansas. And that, to me, I just couldn't believe that came out of her mouth.
Right. Well, to me, it's so academic, Gail. I mean, if you're telling the truth, you don't need 11 hours. For those of us who are parents and have children that get their hands in the cookie jar and they want to lie to you when there's crumbs all over their face and a cookie happens to still be in their hand and they say they want to insist that, no, they did not take a cookie without asking. And, you know, it makes for a long conversation, gets rather tedious. And to me, you know, that's 11 hours of the Benghazi hearing.
Right, exactly. That is not something to be bragging about. And when you think about her complete dereliction of duty as Secretary of State, and you think about her efforts and the efforts of her top people to cover up what was going on with that, it is just remarkable that she would cite that as an example of her stamina in the debate. Now, Donald Trump was really strong on the tax issues, the corporate tax rate,
yes,
when they're talking about the economic plans. And as a tax lawyer by profession, that warmed my heart because I just thought, you know, we need to be getting this message out that we are not competitive because of this ridiculous corporate tax system system that we have. And I think he was really strong on that. And that's where his, you know, everyone says Hillary Clinton is a policy wonk. Well, Donald Trump understands about business. And he understands about government regulation, and he is much stronger on those issues.
Yeah, the evidence is empirical and very clear. But again, what progressives do and those on the left, they want to pit, you know, people against one another. They really want to do everything to promote the what I call the un-United States of America. Let's hyphenate everybody. Let's do, you know, the haves against the have-nots. And,
right.
You know, that's the way they win. They win by bifurcation.
Right, and you would remember during the debate that Hillary Clinton was going after Donald Trump for being a son of privilege. You know, recalls the Ann Richards comment about George Bush being born with a silver foot in his mouth. That is clearly what Hillary Clinton was trying to do. And yet, she went to Wellesley College. Mm-hmm. She went to Yale Law School. And she has used her, what she calls public service, to enrich herself and her family and ride on the privilege of that for many decades. So it was rich of her to criticize Donald Trump for his privilege when she has certainly had lots of privilege in her life.
Well, Gail, one thing I find that really screams out at me, and because of my business background and marketing background, she often refers to her father and his business.
Yes.
And that sort of thing, right? And I question whether or not her father would think positively of the existing business environment that has been the result of her policies and those of Barack Obama. Would his business succeed in today's America?
That is such a great point. And if you look at the data, I'm a data girl. I really like looking at statistics and understanding policy issues from the mathematical evidence that we have about it. And businesses are not growing in the United States. We are not having the innovation that we could have if we unleashed the American entrepreneur. We have more business deaths happening right now. Businesses are not starting. And you can't have the next Apple. You can't have the next Microsoft. You can't have the next, even if you want to talk about Facebook,
right,
unless we have businesses starting.
Well, we spoke with David Stockman last week, and he said something that was quite revealing, Gail. You appreciate this. He said, since the year 2000, America has not experienced one new net breadwinning job in this country. Is it any wonder? For 16 years, we have not had one net new breadwinning job in this country.
That is so depressing, and I think that this election gives a choice to go away from that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Gail Trotter, attorney in Washington, a senior fellow with the Independent Women's Forum. Gail, always good to have you with us. Thank you for coming on.
Great to be with you, Bill.
All right, you take care. It's 19 minutes right now before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez Live. For more information, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop us an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Love me, loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfections.
Bill Martinez
give your
live.
All to me. Give my all to you. You're my
Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. Our sponsors that support our efforts, we thank you for taking advantage of the great offers that they have available for you. Just a plethora of information, past interviews there to, you know, serve you and to make your day. That's what this is all about. Hey, Tom Rinaldi is with us right now, national correspondent at ESPN since 2002, among other honors. He's won 15 national sports Emmy Awards, 6 national Edward R. Murrow Awards, born in Brooklyn, New York, graduate of the University of Pennsylvania and Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism. Tom Rinaldi, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, thanks so much for having me.
Well, yeah, good to have you here. You know, when President Obama spoke of the dedication ceremony of the National September 11th Memorial Museum at Ground Zero, he decided to tell the story of one young man whose heroic actions on 9/11 spoke to so many acts of bravery and sacrifice. Tell us about that, Tom, if you would.
First of all, Bill, I love the fact of how you frame that. There are so many heroes and stories of heroism, many we will never know because the lives were lost that performed those heroic acts. But this is one story that came to light, but for the clue provided by a simple piece of cloth, a red bandana. And this book tells the story of Wells Crowther, that man who made that sacrifice.
Well, here we are, I mean, drawing pause 2 days away from what would be the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And, Tom, you know, to bring to light this story, it is not only timely, but it is a must for us to, you know, again, remember something as dramatic
and something that has been such a part of this modern generation that we live in today.
It is, and Wells' story told in miniature here, Bill, is a 24-year-old man, a Division I athlete from Boston College, a volunteer firefighter as well, growing up, is at work in the South Tower on floor 104 on September 11th when the second plane hits flight 175. He begins to make his way down from 104, and he gets to 78. And it's a scene of absolute horror. As many as 200 people are dead and dying in this sky lobby where express elevators stopped and people got transfer elevators to the highest point in the towers. Mm. And rather than continuing down, he stepped into that floor, wrapped that red bandana around his nose and mouth, and led a group to safety, including carrying one woman across his back down nearly 20 flights of stairs, reaching clear air, and then telling one of the survivors, "I'm going back up." He did. He led a second group to safety as well. Ultimately, he made his way down to the lobby, but chose not to leave even then. Instead, he went to the FDNY command post, and his remains were found surrounded by the remains of other FDNY members.
Wow. What a story. Now, going back to Wells and the signature red bandana, I mean, this was something, you know, as a young boy, as you write, his father gave him a red handkerchief for his back pocket, right?
That's right. They were, in a scene that moms and dads and children can relate to all over our country. They're getting ready to go to church service, Bill, and he has a suit on, and his dad gives him a red bandana just to blow his nose just in case during church. And for whatever reason, that connected the two of them, and Wells kept some version of a red bandana in his back pocket the rest of his life, including when he wore his suits to his job in finance at Sandler O'Neill that day. And that ultimately was the clue that survivors mentioned, of course, not knowing his name, but that he had this red bandana. When the New York Times wrote a huge feature story, masterful story, in 2002, his mother, Bill, saw that one clue, and she had one thought: that's our son. And the third part of the book traces her work to find out if, in fact, it was.
Well, being a fireman was something that was, you know, part of his DNA. I mean, his longing. He wanted to be a fireman. Wells did, didn't he?
He did. And, in fact, 1 month prior to 9/11, he called his father from this job working as an equities trader at an investment bank. Real prosperity right in front of him. A big salary, very likely, in his future, and said, "I think I want to leave this and become a member of the FDNY. His dad, who was a volunteer firefighter for decades, was shocked and said, "You know, we continue to volunteer, but your career is crucial." And when they ultimately cleaned out his belongings in his apartment months after 9/11, they found that application filled out
for
the FDNY.
Well, Tom, you know, you mentioned his mother's search for him, and I remember, you know, so clearly after 9/11, you know, the pictures, the posters going up around the fence there at the church right across the way, and even for months afterwards, you know, all the stories that were up against that fence, you know, and certainly, you know, his mother, Wells' mother, you know, had to go by that fence and just, you know, just ache along with all the others that lost people or could not find loved ones after 9/11.
I think that that's an indelible image, Bill, for anybody old enough to remember it. The dents, I call it in the book, the dents and pleating collages that were placed on every flat surface in certain parts of Manhattan for people searching for their missing. Ultimately, Allison and Jeff, Wells' mom and dad, have something, though, that so few families do. They have this invaluable and immeasurable knowledge of what their son's final hour was, what he did, the choice he made. And even though every day is informed by his loss, it's also partially shaped by immeasurable pride in what he had done.
You would think that the you know, New York Fire Department would honor Wells in such a way. I mean, here he is. He, you know, they find his remains with other first responders. And Wells, probably like other you know, citizen activists who went out and responded and went to the problem, you know, went to the issue, because sometimes you don't have to wear an emergency uniform, but you're there to flow to the need. And this is what Wells did, and this is what others did on 9/11. And, you know, this is the remarkable story, not only of Wells, but I think that, you know, you can look at it, Tom, and maybe you did in writing this book, is that this is really an American story. I mean, America has it in our DNA to be, you know, first responders, don't we?
It is. And I think everything you said is right on point, beautifully stated, that there, again, there are so many stories of heroism from that day. This is but one story. And that choice, the choice that someone would make to go toward the danger rather than away, violates every part of self-preservation and natural instinct most of us possess. And yet, I do think the story is centered in 9/11, but transcends that. When you think of the division and discord in our country now, Bill, and how loud it has grown, think back to the immediate aftermath of 9/11 and the unity that this country experienced. And I think Wells, in his own way, for all of those who acted with such valor, represents a precious piece of common ground that the country can trot again and believe in and learn from as a citizenry, as a people, to be proud of and believe in and say, this was a very common man, a flawed man who did an extraordinary thing. What is the family, the institutions, the schools, the teams, the coaches that shaped him? And I think it is a definitively American story about a hero.
Well, Wells has definitely brought something special to a red bandana. I can imagine, Tom, as a result of your book, that more people will attach themselves to a red bandana in Wells' memory, and also as an honor to the American spirit. What do you think?
I carried a red bandana. It's in my pocket right now. I've carried it since we first told this story on ESPN 5 years ago in television form. We broadened the narrative out quite a bit. The book unfolds in three parts, the pre-9/11, 9/11, and post-9/11, the spread of his legacy. But what the bandana has come to represent, if this isn't too overstated, I think, for the thousands of people who have come to see it as a symbol, is in a way, Bill, a new red badge of courage.
Yes, exactly.
It's a little piece of cloth that people can hold and say, in their everyday lives, what am I doing to put a little good in the world, to put someone before myself, something before myself in a given moment? Maybe it's not the ultimate moment, but just in a moment in my day. And those are, I think, some of the lessons that come from, we hope, Wells' story that unfolds in the book.
Those moments of life that make life, you know, a reason to live and so special. As you write, 8 months, Tom, after the attack, however, Wells' mother read a news account from several survivors badly hurt on the 78th floor of the South Tower who said they and others had been led to safety by a stranger. They didn't even ask his name. They didn't know who he was, but they knew about the red bandana. That was the identifier. And this had to just touch his mom so deeply.
Absolutely. And, you know, we spent a lot of time with their mother and father and his family and all of his friends to write this story and build this narrative. And they carry his legacy on, and we hope that everybody who discovers this story in these pages will feel it as well.
And, of course, the book is available at all the usual places and will be linked on our website.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are the answers to your present?